We are back, another exciting edition of Around the Rim. I'm joined by Michael Shuley, Samuel Anthony, I'm Luke Yost. We're going to take you through this upcoming week of Rob Morris women's basketball.
Big week, big week. We're talking playoff implications here, Luke Yost. We're talking clinching a potential number one seed.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight. But you need some help tonight. Realistically, I don't think it's going to happen tonight.
RMU women's basketball with a nice 16-9 record. 1-6-9. That's a real nice record right there.
Thanks for that, Mike.
You're the worst.
All right.
You're the worst.
Good, man.
You're the worst.
They're quickly – now that my men's hockey team isn't doing so hot these days, I've hopped on the bandwagon.
You've hopped the bandwagon. That's why he started to be – like, actually, he's been consistent this whole semester besides the first one, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you could throw back to last year, I kind of, you know, was one of the founding fathers of the men's hockey podcast, and I got booted off that.
Yeah, well, we're happy
That's
to have
fine.
You.
That's fine. I asked for my release from the tool shed, here.
You jumped on the winning team.
I did. I mean, I got off the tool shed. They start losing.
And now we have the most. I mean, I don't want to brag and say we're the best podcast in RMU Century Media, but we're the best podcast in RMU
Century
Media.
We are definitely.
Sorry, we weren't here last week, by the way, because
we took a show on the road.
We were at St. Francis. And we were going to, you know, try to do it live from St. Francis, but, you know, it's like 3 hours to get there.
It also snowed on the way.
It also snowed. It was a mess. Loretto, yeah. PA stinks. I don't know if I could say sucks on the air.
Did.
PA isn't that good, but I didn't really use it in that context. By the way, Luke Yost.
What's that?
They lost. So I believe that means that you have to sing a song live on the air, pal.
You're right.
Sam Anthony, am I correct in saying that?
Oh, yes.
I thought he'd forget. And you definitely were just like, yeah. You're the kid in high school that was like, I thought we had homework today. And the teacher was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And everybody just hated you.
No, that wouldn't have been me. I wasn't that big of a nerd.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about
No,
this.
You haven't.
You spent
20 minutes.
You're right.
What song are we going with?
Oh, boy.
Hips Don't Lie by Shakira.
Oh,
I don't know the words. Have still.
That's fine. We'll get a lyric video up, but we got to do it at the end. That's for the end.
All right.
We gotta leave people waiting for more.
All right.
They're gonna
In 27 or so minutes, we'll
the people.
Yes. And you know what we gotta talk about first, though.
What's that?
What the heck's going on with LIU Brooklyn?
Why are you
Who's
right?
The opponent?
They are.
I had to check the audio levels.
They're decent.
I didn't sit back down. No, not only are they decent.
They've won two straight.
They plowed their way.
Wait a minute.
Through the NEC's top two teams besides St. Francis.
Can I get a song request in?
Yes.
Since we're playing LIU Brooklyn. Can we get Blackbird by the Beatles?
I thought you were going to say No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Oh.
I mean, here, you can.
No Sleep for Brooklyn.
Eye roll.
It's an inside joke. It was a rough.
Why are you making inside jokes in the middle of this?
This is what we're here for.
Can we talk about basketball?
LIU Brooklyn and Hips Don't Lie with Shakira.
I can't
we're here
throw
for.
People under the bus.
Yeah. All right. So, LIU Brooklyn. Let's talk about the fact that they hosted, by the way, they have to have a game at the Barclays Center, which for people that haven't been to Barclays, it's pretty sick. Just don't go during an Islanders game because it's pretty empty.
The Islanders don't play there anymore. They're back at the
Definitely don't go there during an Islanders game now.
I forget. Oh, what's it called?
I know what you're talking about.
Is it Nassau?
Yeah, it's Nassau Arena.
But, so, let's be clear. They've spent the last couple games defeating St. Francis PA, who, by the way, almost beat Robert Morris and was on a six-game winning streak before they played Robert Morris.
Oh, they play next Thursday while we're on spring break.
Yeah.
They
against
do.
St. Francis. Oh, darn. That's
He's not even paying attention
time.
To what I'm talking about, is he?
I'm not, because I'm thinking.
All right, well,
that's a change of pace.
I'm going to keep having my thought here.
All right. Your thought. I don't know what's happening across me, though.
We're just going to block him out. It's fine.
That's
he's going to have some
we'll
long
just
Mike
him.
Shuley
we'll just
thought
him.
In a little while. I'm going to have my long Sam Anthony thought. Beat St. Francis, but before that, hosted Sacred Heart at the Barclays Center, beat them. And, I mean, this was a team that Robert Morris beat what?
Like, dominated.
It was the largest road win.
Oh.
In 89,
it was 89
program.
To 36. 36?
Like
89-37.
Okay, I was a point off.
Yeah.
For
so,
a month
well,
ago.
You're still wrong.
I mean,
a month ago.
A team that just, in going into conference play, had one win. At one point, they were on an 11-game losing streak, or Robert Morris was on an 11-game winning streak. And now, LIU Brooklyn, who's hot, by the way, playing Robert Morris tonight, could sneak in as that eighth seed, and then all of a sudden, you're like, wow, like, what the heck is happening? So here's the thing. If you're Robert Morris, I mean, I know, you know the way Coach B operates, where every team you're taking them seriously.
Yeah.
Especially after Mount St. Mary's. Especially after Mount St. Mary's. But is this a team to actually be concerned about, or is this just kind of like a flash where they kind of put some stuff together and maybe teams aren't taking them seriously and they get a couple trap games pulled together? No. What's the deal?
No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about this.
Why not?
You know, I already had my worry game. It was a Central Connecticut State game. And I just think at the end of the day that this team's just way too talented to just let
– To roll over and die.
To roll over and die like that. You know, I could be wrong. I don't think so. I think they're going to – also, you know, they just – you know, especially after what they did to St. Francis Brooklyn this weekend. You know, they're riding high. This team – they're the top dogs. They want to stay the top dogs. They kind of got that killer mentality going for them. I don't think that – I think they're going to squash this bug tonight.
Yeah?
The bug
yeah.
that is the same – the
LIU Brooklyn.
LIU Brooklyn Blackbirds. I just don't see it happening for them. I mean, I could probably go through the statistics, and the statistics are going to probably tell me that LIU Brooklyn isn't that good. And – you know, let's be fair here. This is probably the best team in the conference versus probably the worst team in the conference. You know, if they lose this game, they don't deserve to be champions, man. I mean
fair if point. They lose this game, they're still probably going to be champions, That's man. but what you're telling me is that because here's the thing, all right? This is I'm going to counter your argument here to LIU Brooklyn is if they lose this game, Robert Morris being they, that means that LIU Brooklyn has beaten – three of the top four teams in the NEC. And despite the rest of their record, you're telling me that because of this loss, they don't deserve to be champions. Because what you're saying is that all of the top of the NEC does not deserve to be champions.
I think
they're
just
going to
wipe the floor with these guys. I mean, if you lose to a team that in the same year you beat 89-37, like, come on.
But again, you know, the thing with the NEC is that there is more parity than
I'm not even
going to
play. I'm not going to play into your argument because I just don't even think there's an argument
to be
had.
He won't have any fun with me. But you got players like Jada Johnson on the team who's freakishly talented. She was 7-for-13 from three-point range against St. Francis. She out-Kovached Jessica Kovach, who had 21 points.
That's impressive.
It's impressive. There are talented players
on
that team.
I'm not saying she's not talented. I'm
but then Brandi Thompson – or Thomas.
Well, here's the question. Here's the question. Bad. So if she out-Kovach Jess Kovach, what did the rest of St. Francis do as far as scoring?
Well, you had Thomas, who had 19.
Okay.
Let me go back to the board here. Sorry, I was looking up Jada Johnson's stats, who were impressive, by the way. It was Brandy had 10. You had Tia Masir, who had 10. You had Tia Montagny? I don't know how to say it, but she's got 19 points. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players in double digits against St. Francis. Now, granted, the St. Francis defense isn't good. Like, let's not pretend like St. Francis is a phenomenal defense. But they still put up 75, which is an impressive number in the NEC because that matches the average of St. Francis Brooklyn, who has the best offense in the NEC. You also held St. Francis to 69 points, which is an impressive feat itself, considering Robert Morris only held them to 60. So you're saying, like, I'd be pretty happy with that defensive effort. And also considering the fact that Kovach did have a good game. She was 7-for-19, 5-for-13 from 3-point. It's a good Kovach game.
Do you know who had a terrible game, though?
Who?
Zezza, 1 of 9.
What are her block totals, though?
AJ, she had 3 blocks. But, okay. Like, 1-for-9 from the floor, she's probably the second best player. She needs to perform better on offense.
Yes.
You know, granted, they had 4 players in double digits. They got no help off the bench.
Well, and that's been their problem all year, and that's why Robert Morris has been the best team in the conference. Is Robert Morris has the depth,
and that's why I think RMU is gonna wipe the floor with.
So you're saying what makes the difference and why they're able to do that is because they have the depth, which is a fair argument, I think.
Yeah, if so, let's say the shots aren't falling for NECA. You have an equally as good player almost in Erie coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, Posset turns the ball over 3 times. You're going to bring in Hanukkah, and she's going to probably drop 4 threes and have 12 points, and you don't even realize that she was there. Who else are you going to bring in?
You have Esther. You have Natalie
Nina, who's been a monster from beyond the arc. She hits threes like it's her day. Like it's
she's
nothing.
Confident.
I mean, this team, you could go on and on for days. Castillo, Villaflor, you got Nadej, you got Nia. Nia will drop 10 points every now and then if you don't watch yourself. She's, I think, probably the best slasher on this team.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do a whole lot of that, but which kind of makes it, which, but like, you know, they have not only can they have different people that can score, and they can score in different ways, and they got 10 legitimate players on that team.
And here's the other thing. So referencing, you know, LIU Brooklyn's latest game, the difference for them was they outscored St. Francis 26-12 in the third quarter. They shot a 71% clip. The rest of the quarters, all right? First quarter, LIU Brooklyn, 3-16, 6-19 in the second quarter, and 5-12, which is modest in the fourth. Yeah. But again, really big
71
third quarter that made the difference.
Percent from
and
the field.
What are the odds of that happening against Robert Morris
Slim.
Basketball on that defense?
Slim.
So, and you're right. So, it, you know what? LIU Brooklyn was built for this. You know, I would call it an upset still, despite the fact that they beat Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart, you know, has shown flashes of greatness, but they've also shown. I personally, if you had given me like a power ranking in the Northeast Conference, I would have it go Robert Morris, St. Francis PA, St. Francis Brooklyn, Sacred Heart in terms of top four. Yeah. I think that Sacred Heart really built around Haynes. I think overall not an impressive team when push comes to shove in the postseason. So, I mean, I'm still going to push that St. Francis Brooklyn is the team that could surprise some people in the postseason. I think
you know,
they could be the team that, you know, potentially, if they somehow get in the bracket against St. Francis PA, pulls off the upset.
Yeah.
But I think between – in the NEC right now, it's a three-horse race. I don't think Sacred Heart has a shot to make the conference championship. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I don't think they have a shot.
I mean, I agree with you. I think they played – against Robert Morris, they played well, but, like, Catherine Haynes didn't really – do anything of note. She had 7 points and 4 rebounds.
Well, exactly. And you, if you're playing matchups,
yeah,
they're going to lose every time to Robert Morris. And they're also going to lose every time to St. Francis because Zeza's going to win that matchup. So when your best player can't win the matchup with that other team's best player in that position, you're not going to win.
They just hope that they got to face like St. Francis Brooklyn in like the second round to get to the finals.
Yes, because they don't
That's the only shot they have.
Yeah, that's the only shot that they have in there.
But is that Sacred Heart defense good enough to hang with St. Francis Brooklyn's shooting ability for an entire game?
Yeah, exactly. So, I have a last LIU Brooklyn question. He's squashed, and I agree with him on the fact that Robert Morris, there's no shots that they really
believe. I'm looking for right now a spread on this game.
There's no spreads on these games. These are women's basketball games.
Yeah, they're not going to have a spread. So here's my question to you, Mike Shuley. So like, let's say, because you know LIU Brooklyn with these last couple wins, they're in the hunt. Now, after this, there's 3 more games left in the season for everybody. So let's say LIU Brooklyn goes and they win 2
Shock
or they win 3
the world.
Of them. But they get like a 7 seed in the NEC tournament. And they play St. Francis first round it would be at St. Francis because it's the highest seed host each game. Is there a chance that upset number 2 happens? That LIU Brooklyn come and beat them twice?
No, because it's tough to beat a team 3 times the same year.
But it's 1-1.
That is true.
Let's look at this first.
What was the first game between those two? How'd that work out?
I can't find it.
Let's
Hold on.
I got you right now. Give me 1 second.
They lost 66-80 or 80-60.
How did St. Francis shoot the ball in that game though?
Well, they put up 80 points. Yes, do the math.
I mean,
Kovach was 8-19 with 24 points. Haley Thomas was 9-12.
What's Zeza do?
What did Zeza do that game?
8 points, 3-7. Okay. 10 rebounds.
10 rebounds. Yeah, she was for
a
double double. Yeah.
Overall, they shot 45% compared to LIU Brooklyn. Brandi Thomas had 22. Now, Jada Johnson, 17 points from Jada Johnson, and 10 points from Ryan Weiss. And they shot a total of 34.8%. So, again, they shot it poorly. And that's
if they shoot the ball, they're going to be good. They're going to be fine.
But, you know, again, the big thing was, wow. You know how I said it was 26-12 LIU in the third quarter?
Yeah.
It was 30-16 St. Francis in the third. So that third quarter, because besides that, it was 3-point, 2-point, and 1-point margin in terms of scoring in every other quarter.
So for this game tonight, just watch the third quarter.
Win the third quarter. So who comes out swinging after halftime? But here's the thing. That's also Robert Morris's wheelhouse. You've seen when they've been down at the half, how they come back and adjust. Because Charlie Biscaglia, again, if he does not win the Brenda O'Reilly NEC Coach of the Year for the third straight year,
if it's not named the Charlie Biscaglia Award by the end of like 2023, it's not worth it.
Because here's the thing, he's doing stuff that no other team. He is above and beyond the best coach.
He's
the only reason they would give
dynasty.
Anyone else is if St. Francis had gone and beat Robert Morris last time, and they had gone and beat them again.
Yeah.
Because then you would have to give it to I can't say her name, but the head coach for St. Francis, who's the AD that's taking
intern
over.
Coach.
Yeah, because that's a great storyline.
This is a fantastic storyline.
But Coach Biscalia has been doing stuff that, I mean,
Coach
he almost
Biscalia
seems like on another level.
Has a team that's like all sophomores and a junior.
That's the scary thing
yeah,
about it is
that's,
nobody.
That's what's
their
nuts.
Senior leadership
he's also
is
in his third year coaching.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the only player that's eligible to leave is Nia.
No,
and
Nia still has a
year of eligibility.
And she has an extra year of eligibility.
Shakima's the only person that has to leave.
And Shakima, you know, I mean, she's barely clocked any minutes. I mean, if Shakima anything, the biggest
really
loss you'll feel from Shakima, and it will be a big loss, and you'll see it, is the leadership value.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen NECA step up because when they're up late in games, something you got to listen to, they'll put in Julia Chadwick, who, by the way, when she gets time, is going to be phenomenal. Mark my words when I'm gone. Just remember that. But Azebo's on the sideline yelling. She's yelling the right things. There's other leaders on that team. I think that, again, the culture's so good that they can move on without her. And you got to understand how good this team can be, man. I mean, with the amount of juniors they're going to have next year, players with deep NEC
tournament
experience.
Megan Callahan will come back and she'll be a sophomore?
Yeah.
Like, eligibility-wise?
Yeah. Because they'll medical redshirt. Actually, can they medical redshirt her?
They did.
She is, yeah.
Yeah?
She did, yeah.
Okay.
Plus,
she
they're probably
like five games.
Plus, they're probably going to bring in some freshmen from, like, some random
they
country.
They have one girl from
I thought it was Greece.
Greece, yeah, I think.
See, and she's probably going to be, like,
she's probably going to be phenomenal. She's,
yeah.
You know?
Unbelievable.
I mean, that's just what good old Charlie Biscaglia does. He just finds them in the corners of the world and just assembles the
dream team.
It's
unbelievable. It really is.
They need to get a player from Antarctica. That's what they need to do. I don't even
hit all seven continents.
Hit all seven
continents.
I'm
ignoring that statement right there.
They need a, they, well,
I mean, you get someone from
do they have do they have any South American players on the team or African?
They might
players?
Have
South American.
I don't think they
so.
Well, I think they have three continents checked off.
North America,
they
Europe.
They had Africa.
Africa.
Well, I'm talking on the team now.
Oh.
Asia. On
right
now?
On the team right yeah. now. Overall.
North America, Asia, or Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall.
But in general, they've marked off pretty much every continent except for South America. Actually, no, you said South America.
Australia. But you know who owns the Australian recruiting?
Who's that?
St. Francis, Brooklyn.
That is true.
Crikey.
They do. Jade Johnson and
I think Amy O'Neill.
Amy O'Neill.
I believe she's also Australian.
I'm looking at this thumbnail for this women's basketball article, and this girl posting up NECA just has the weirdest like facial expression.
All right, Mike.
We're off on a complete.
That's your.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Brought to you by the Chick-fil-A and Robinson.
What's the game to watch other than this Robert Morris game tonight?
Jeez.
I can tell you what it is. This is a rhetorical
start
question.
Off
Sacred
games.
Heart, baby.
Sacred Heart versus who they play. I don't know Sacred Heart though.
So it's, like, what's the scenario that RMU clinches? Can they clinch?
Sacred
has
to lose tonight. To Fairleigh Dickinson.
That's right. That's right. Because we did look this up earlier. Yeah,
we did.
Possible. Possible.
It is possible.
How bad,
but here's
how
the
bad
thing.
Is Fairleigh Dickinson?
They're not great.
Fairleigh Dickinson's never really
they're,
that
they're,
good
they're like they're perfectly in the middle of the pack. They're not terrible, but they're not good. They're not really they're not winning games. I think
they're
like two games.
Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They're
me,
on a two game
let
slip.
Let me get
right
on
now.
The old internet machine here and see what Sacred
can't
Heart.
You just called it the old internet machine.
Classic dad.
Fairleigh Dickinson is 3-11. 3-11 in conference. They're 6-19.
Holy
overall.
Crap, man!
So,
Sacred Heart's website is ugly.
Oh yeah, the Pioneers.com is not a good time
really feel. How about the fact though, man? Robert Morris 13-1. Next closest 10-4. I mean, there's that's insane.
Is that Sacred Heart at 10-4?
Yes, that's Sacred Heart. So that's the thing.
So they
lose.
Got
Robert. Oh,
they got who tonight? They got Fairleigh Dickinson.
The all Knights. Right.
Let's see what they mean. They beat Central
Pioneers.
Connecticut.
Well, and this is a must
they've
win
been kind
for
of on
FDU.
A roll now.
This
the
is
a
must win for FDU.
Sacred Heart's been kind of hot, except for that loss to LIU Brooklyn. What do you want?
I mean, if there's anything that's going to kill a hot streak, it's going to be
Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah. Let's
continue the conversation. We're going to talk to our leader.
Oh, all right. I hope we're not getting yelled at. All right, well, we'll continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Let me
pull a Fairleigh Dickinson.
Okay, so the last time Sacred Heart played Fairleigh Dickinson, while you pull this up, Sacred Heart won 68-62. So it was a tight game. It wasn't necessarily like a gimme
68-62.
Yes.
Okay, so a six-pointer.
And it was, I mean, the difference was the first half. Sacred Heart outscored FDU.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say Fairleigh Dickinson has been cold. Lately, they've lost five in a row, and some pretty ugly scores in here as well.
Listen to me.
All right, so their first loss of this losing streak was a 63-43 L to Robert Morris. Then they lost 73-61 to St. Francis Brooklyn. Then the 68-62 to Sacred Heart. 77-65 to St. Francis. And 68 that followed by a 68-48 loss to Bryant, a team that they beat earlier in the year. And a 60-44 loss to Wagner. So with that being said, I think they're going to win tonight. Hot take. Just completely just throwing that
Fairleigh
up in the
Dickinson's
air.
Fairleigh Dickinson's going to win?
I mean, it seems like just one of those games where they just snap a hot streak for no reason and just come to life.
Do you think, I mean,
just
what does that tell you for the rest of the NEC when you have, all of a sudden you have a weekend where Sacred Heart loses to FDU and St. Francis loses to LIU?
You just never know, man. It's just like, throwing darts. You know, the only team that's, and they're at home, Fairleigh Dickinson?
It's a hot take.
Why not?
I mean, I kind of like it.
It's
of
like
all the
things,
teams for Fairleigh Dickinson to knock off, that's at like the top of their game right now.
It's gonna be one of those random losses in the year. It's like, how did that loss happen? We're like, oh, it happened. I'm not feeling real fact based today.
I mean, that's fine. I trust the Mike Shuley gut. I mean, Shuley shock picks.
Gut.
That was a thing.
It's a large gut, kind of.
I don't think it happens. And all on the preface of the fact that I don't see Sacred Heart taking two bad losses in a weekend. Because here's the thing, they're 10-4 for a reason, and two of those losses are St. Francis and Robert Morris. They're a team that's clearly done well this year. You take away those two teams, they've played well, and their one bad loss was LIU Brooklyn.
Let's put it this way. Fairleigh Dickinson's going to win tonight, but Sacred Heart's probably going to win.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm predicting Fairleigh Dickinson to win, but let's be honest here. Sacred Heart's probably going to win.
Yeah,
I like it. Perfect.
I mean, you know what? It is the you're right
it's
in
the
sense
NEC.
That it's,
you never
but it's
know,
also
man.
Brewing for an upset because FDU needs the win and Sacred Heart. I mean, it's effective that everyone's fighting for the 2 seed at this point.
So yes. Is that a?
I mean, I don't want to call it, but Robert Morris effectively has.
If RMU wins and
Sacred Heart loses, they clinch.
It's and we just there's a big party at the end at the NAC tonight.
Yeah,
party of the NAC, dude.
Also
that's why you got to be there. See them
clinch. Hawaiian shirts and everything.
News from news out of. The women's basketball camp, Ethan Roy does not have a photographer at the game. So you two boys are taking pictures tonight. He's going to hit you up with those pictures for the pictures.
Let's go. All right.
If they win.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that
conversation. Why didn't you text me?
I have no idea.
I know. He has my number, too.
Sam, I'll text you. Sam, I'll text you. But I'm not going to get the text. That's fine.
Hey, man, Ethan Roy takes good care of us. I respect the hustle.
I respect the hustle, too.
He's also probably going to listen to this podcast.
He definitely does.
He does, because I screwed up once on this podcast the first time. And he's like, you know that's wrong, right? And I was like,
That's
tough.
I didn't realize how good their record was. Like, on the top of the show.
Women's basketball?
Yeah, I didn't realize, like, they don't have, like, even with how sloppy they were, like, in non-conference.
And here's
the
thing.
640 win percentage. 16-9 is a solid record.
All those losses that like you looked at the beginning
of the
conference,
tough team,
and you were
man.
Like, they were bad losses. Iowa, they almost beat Iowa. Iowa's going to be like a 3 seed in the NCAA.
Iowa.
Tournament.
Pump the brakes.
James Madison, one of the best defenses in the NCAA.
Pump the brakes and drive slow, homie. I don't want to bring this up.
Bring it up.
But the article, man.
Hey,
called him out.
You know what? But here's the thing.
You
I
jumped
was,
the gun.
I was presenting information.
That did change the.
Was I wrong?
Changed
did
the
they go
way
on a winning streak
sailed.
Afterwards?
Hot
yes.
take. Hot take. They read Sam's article and it upset them so much that they decided
it
to
wouldn't,
just destroy.
It
the
wouldn't surprise
NEC.
Me. Coach B definitely had to, like pinned up on like the board in the locker room. Was like, read this. And it just got them all fired up.
Let's be honest. Nobody cares about what I write. I'm a student journalist at Robert Morris University.
If they lose to LIU Brooklyn tonight, you have to write another.
No, dude, I can't do it.
You have to write an article calling for Coach B's job. You're like, he's done a terrible job. He's lost like 6 times
must,
in the
you
past.
You must have no respect for me as a journalist. That you're like, you have to call.
I didn't see it to write,
you know
write an article.
No, we're betting. We're betting at this point.
You know what? In terms of hot takes,
you're putting
and
your career on
at
the line.
RMU Century Media. I feel like I've had the least hot takes.
That is true.
I mean, we had.
I mean, big, I called. I called.
Greg Sutton
said
the most hot takes.
I called St. Francis Brooklyn a pretender.
Let's go back to that. The Greg's article was kind of my fault because I was supposed to write a rebuttal article for that, but then got like, you know, kind of got mono and like was sick and
dying.
Didn't have time.
Yeah, why'd you have to get mono? You ruined everything.
You made Greg look like garbage.
You know, all right, Greg did that to himself. Let's just be clear. Even the rebuttal wouldn't have made Greg seem
It would have been like,
it would have made Century Media seem better because that was the purpose.
I think I started that article and got like a paragraph and a half through, and the first like the first thing I did was just dump all over Greg's article.
Yeah, we're gonna do like have them posted side by side, and then it just never happened.
Yeah,
that's all right. You know what? Nice. Mistakes were made. And we haven't done anything crazy like that in
a while. And women's basketball is going to beat the snot out of LIU Brooklyn tonight.
That is true.
I'm feeling
And I still think Charlie – I mean, I never said anywhere in that article that I didn't think Charlie Biscaglia wasn't the best coach in the
league. He's lost what, like
– I was just joking about you, Cole, because he's
– I know. I just want to defend myself.
Like,
in case
the Vegas betting odds of him, like, losing his job due to, like
– He's got the most job security at RMU besides, like, Andy Toole.
Andy Toole beat Kentucky.
Andy Toole beat Kentucky.
He outfoxed Sean Calipari.
Andy made the NCAA tournament less than 4 years ago. He's got job security.
Yeah.
Like, and so does Coach B.
I don't think any of them really have to worry. You know, we're building a whole new basketball gym.
That's
here.
Fair.
I'm pretty sure they like our basketball program a lot.
Plus, it's not like RMU really does a lot of, like, coach firing. I mean, like, in my time, the only coach I've seen depart is Coach Sal retiring and John Banaszak, and
well, Banaszak was more of like, get out, we're gonna fire you. He's like, okay, I'm resigning.
Well,
now.
And yeah, exactly. He resigned as it went officially, but you know, again, well, that's not our topic. Well, how much time we got left? You
got
to sing.
We're probably out of time.
4 minutes.
All right, load up. Dang. Hips don't lie. Instrumental.
Man, we're having a good time today, though.
I gotta sing.
Oh yeah,
sing,
dude.
You know me. I don't sing.
I think this is the funnest podcast.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And by the way, Logan definitely doesn't listen to these because he'd yell at us if
definitely
we were insulting
would.
The other podcast.
No, if like he listened to like half the shenanigans that go on this podcast.
Oh, and we just ramble on about other
like
things.
Like me saying, oh yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson's gonna win, but Sacred Heart's probably gonna win the game.
All right, we got an instrumental, and then it's
Oh
yeah, right there.
Wait, I have a legitimate question.
Did I see the whole thing?
Huh? Oh yeah.
Why?
That's how we're finishing. So we got to give our predictions, and then we're gonna just go into you all singing it, and then we're gonna close.
Oh man, this is terrible. I hate this.
So what are our predictions? First off, first and foremost, you know what, Lukios, we'll let you go first since you have to be humiliated.
Yeah, obviously.
Can they tie?
No.
So they play continuous overtime?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
We could be here till like 1 a.m.
We wouldn't, but
we wouldn't. I mean, they would.
I'm calling a tie.
Give me a real prediction or get out.
All right. 76-54 Robert Morris.
That's a good one.
All right. I'm going to give 82-50 Robert Morris. He's giving the most thought to a game that's probably going to be a blowout.
I'm going
to
say.
Look, he's going to be like, it's within 10 points. I'm like, surely.
67-52.
See?
Wow. That's tight.
Yeah, I mean, that's tight for LIU Brooklyn standards.
Yeah, like that's.
But realistically, it'll probably be like 84 to.
Yeah, they're going to. Yeah.
25.
All right, Luke, yeah, it's time.
They beat them by. They win by 60 points.
Right there. Yeah.
Is my computer plugged in so we can hear like some music here?
Yeah, DJ Max.
I don't know, man.
It's fine. Cool. Don't worry. I got it ready for you.
Same Anthony's.
Are we recording? I heard they had trouble recording earlier.
Yeah, we're definitely recording right now.
Oh, I fixed it. Don't worry.
All right. You ready?
Load it up.
Way to take credit.
Oh,
boo.
We got an ad.
They're not paying for that ad spot.
We got an ad. No ad. No free ads here.
Can I buy an advertisement on this show?
You definitely could.
How much could I? Would you guys charge me for an advertisement?
2 cents. I would definitely just say this is brought to you by Michael Shuler.
All right, here we go.
Man.
I'm so excited.
Those hips don't lie.
Hips don't lie. Here we go. By Shakira. This is not my karaoke song, by the way.
Oh, you should have picked Tequila as your karaoke song. We got the refuse
here. At least I can hear
Wait, does this song swear?
I don't know.
Let's really hope this song doesn't swear.
I never really knew what to say. This. She makes names like
what
Spanish.
Is this a karaoke?
Singing's awful.
I can't read this fast.
It's
Mikasa.
Shakira. Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that,
hey.
You make a woman go mad.
Yeah.
But your two eyes and keep on riding.
Hey.
The right signs of booty. All right, I'm on tonight. You know
terrible.
Why hips don't lie. I'm starting this field. Right.
I want some
All right,
passion.
We're done.
No.
We're done. No.
That's not how this
We're done.
Not
you
how
need
this works.
To put some
I'm
passion
in charge.
Into it, man.
Give me a minute of this song. What are we
All right,
at?
We're
There's
at
no
44
heart.
Seconds.
Yeah,
you got 15
give
seconds.
Give me a minute. Look at him. He's the heat.
There's no heart.
I don't sing, dude.
Doesn't
There's
matter.
No heart here.
Right, hey, what song, that was the bet.
Hold on. What song would you put heart
None
in?
None of them.
Come on. What if we threw on Country Roads by John Denver?
I might sing Country Roads.
No. That's not how the bet works. We're not getting any song.
All right. You. Okay, we're here. All right.
So
I've got 16 seconds left. What? Tour a minute.
What do you mean 16?
What a whip. You said a minute.
Boo.
All right.
Just keep going.
Our fan are booing.
Yeah, they are.
Our fan. Ethan Wood, if you're listening to this, just know it wasn't my fault. All the attraction and the tension. You didn't see, baby. It's perfection. Hey, girl, I can see your body's moving. It's driving me crazy.
You're not supposed to be reading. You're supposed to be singing.
I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. All right, and you walk up to the dance floor. Nobody can ignore the way you move your body.
You ever play Guitar Hero, Lucas?
No. I wasn't a Guitar Hero guy.
If you're doing so poorly on Guitar Hero,
I know, it'll just end you.
They boo and it just ends you.
Yeah, you would have been cut.
I definitely
would
have been cut.
You would have been cut. Keep singing.
All right. Wow. We're done. We've gone over by 23 seconds.
You were supposed to fade out like that?
Come on.
Nope.
This is a real sad loss. All right, you know what? We'll see you next week, ladies and germs.
Wait. Do we want to make a bet on this LIU Brooklyn game and actually have a real singing contest on this show?
I mean, are we all getting in on this?
I'm not.
How about this? I'll go on a limb. I'll put the bet on myself. If LIU Brooklyn wins this game, I will sing. What song should I sing live on air next week?
Ooh. Can you sing Sweet Caroline?
I would have sang Sweet Caroline. Okay.
Hips Don't Lie is a really fast song. I didn't know the words.
How about Margaritaville?
I would jam
Margaritaville right now.
Well, we're out of time.
We're not going to be here next week.
But if LIU Brooklyn wins.
Actually, our next show
will be the
first. Oh, we might not have a next show.
We could do it early.
We'll figure it out.
We'll have
yeah,
to do it
we'll
early
adjust.
Because
Don't
we're
worry.
Playing. By the way, sneak preview, y'all.
Big project coming
Big
your
project
way.
Big project coming. NEC tournament when it's hosted by the Robert Morris Colonials. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Have a blessed evening. RMU is going to win this game tonight. End it.
Peace.
Why'd you have to get the last word?